When a city looks at historic preservation, it has some criteria to consider before homes from a certain era could be claimed to be historic. And at this week's city council meeting, council examined whether the ski era A-frames could be saved from demolition in an effort to preserve Park City ski history. The criteria that must be met to consider a structure historically significant, especially if it was built within the last 50 years, is whether a certain architectural style defined an era, making a significant contribution to the history of a ski town like Park City. If it does, council also considered whether putting a moratorium on the demolition of these structures infringes too much on property rights. Council addressed the topic during work session in its meeting this week. Council was unclear whether agreeing to further study would mean that for now those structures could be demolished. As Mayor Dana Williams says, there's concern that there would be a run on demolition permits for the funky A-frames in the Old Town area. Mayor Williams recommended a temporary moratorium, which would not affect the two demolition permits that have already been filed, while council can bring the public into the discussion on whether an ordinance should be adopted to preserve these structures. As Councilmember Andy Bierman says, he thinks at this point a moratorium would overstep property rights too much. Councilmember Cindy Matsumoto agrees, saying she didn't feel comfortable with a moratorium at this early stage. She added that if about 150 homes could be considered as part of the ski history preservation, that affects a lot of homeowners that may not even end up with a home on the list. Council was presented with a sampling of buildings from the same era that have been preserved in communities like Aspen. Most of those are located on ski resort property. The idea of creating an inventory of those historic ski era buildings on area resorts was brought up as a starting point. And many benefits to encourage voluntary preservation were presented by staff, like waiving impact fees and allowing lesser setbacks. But at the end of the work session, council agreed to amass the inventory of buildings that may fall under the historic preservation, then bring the topic to the Park City community. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.